Okay. As Milena has said, our beliefs change as our consciousness changes. When we are talking about frequencies and states of being, we can only grasp what we are capable of from the state of consciousness that we possess at a present time. We are being pushed to see what's outside of the status quo of what has always been. The other piece of this is that we are being given the opportunity to establish our soul essence within our physicality in a way that has never been possible previously. That's a pretty important statement. We are truly alchemizing the body because we have the tools specific to each of us to change the frequencies of our body. This applies to us individually because each person's primary color code changes the specifics of our body and frequency. It is something that cannot be done if you are using mass consciousness colors and frequency sounds. This is unique to your soul. Always question what lies in the subconscious and the unconscious. There is a knowingness in that questioning that will arrive. You don't know what you don't know. We are beginning to make what is unconscious become conscious now through these frequencies. This is your frequency. You have always had these frequencies, but you were unaware of it. We weren't capable of utilizing these frequencies because we didn't know about them. First, we must establish this awareness in our bodies and fields. We are now integrating, interweaving, and upgrading all that we have learned in the last 10 years. We are the prototype for the new human species. As we evolve, so does the earth. When you bring your prime color and codes into the first three chakras, these chakras are brought into another octave and frequency. They can be permanently unified within the heart chakra of the first triad. An octave is a huge shift in frequency. To put it in perspective, look at what an octave is, say on a piano. There are eight main notes that include tones, flats, and sharps. That is an extensive frequency of notes. It is the same with activating our light frequencies and consciousness to a whole nother octave. These next sessions will be a constant refining and upgrading, refining, upgrading, and refining and upgrading. We must now begin to make a distinction within our field. It's part of all this that we're talking about. Even though all of our energetics work together, there is a significant difference between ascending and transcending. Ascending is what we're doing. We're on this path. We're starting at the bottom and we're working our way up. When we reach a certain point on this path, then it begins to transmute and we begin to transcend the present state of consciousness. We're in this place now. The difference is we're doing both at one time. Now let's talk about specific upgrades that we are about to make and how they affect our whole body system, physically as well as energetically, and how that opens our consciousness to a whole new level. Our prime color and sound emanate from the seventh dimensional light prism. When we bring our prime color and codes into the first three chakras, these chakras are brought into another octave and frequency. They can then be permanently unified within the heart chakra of the first triad. You come into a state of love and gratitude for a special vehicle of the human body that you are currently using. You can acknowledge yourself as a Christed being of light that is using a physical body to experience states in matter. This state of consciousness emanates light frequencies of creative light that arise from the element of love. It is imperative that these three chakras be brought into the next octave of functioning so that you can experience an eighth dimensional consciousness in a physical body. In this transformative octave of light, the three base chakras are also brought into complete and permanent coherence with the Sacred Heart Center as the light energies of these chakras pass through your physical heart chakra, where the knowledge of self is gained. A newer appreciation of you as a soul spirit using a physical body is gained. This knowing of self was what Prime Creator intended for you when your spirit was created. There's an interwoven coherency that forms in the first triad, which can function at a frequency of light and consciousness of the eighth dimension, even though our physical bodies cannot function at that dimension. Our prime color and sound codes that emanate from the light prism continually brings the transformational coherence in the light frequency of the body and to the entire 14 chakra system. The first three chakras are then brought into the Sacred Heart, where the consciousness of the Sacred Heart is permanently seated. It changes the entire first triad, bringing it into a whole different octave of light. This has to be. So the physical consciousness of who we are can be the base of the other four triads.